Welcome to the Lance Wellnau Show. Wow, we got so much we're going to cover today. Donald Trump is taking over the RNC, staffing it exactly the way he wants to in order to win. The Democrats have indicated, they just did a survey, 57%, almost 60% of Democrat voters will overturn the election through Congress if Donald Trump gets elected. They're all agreed that's what they're going to do. And they're going to pick January 6th as their day of vengeance should he get elected. That's a fascinating statistic, folks. But what really gets me this week is special counsel Robert Hur just testified and exposed the fact that Joe Biden had classified information that was exposed to the wrong sources, and then the evidence was destroyed, and the special counsel ignored it. In addition to that, there's a confirmation that Biden's White House tried to change the report that was given to the United States before it was released, because it referred to him as having this mental problem as a nice old man. Folks, it is getting strange out there, and I've got two other stories that I can't get into right now. You're going to hear about it in the broadcast about the airline industry, and it's going to freak you out. But look, right now I've got good news for you. There is some breakthroughs taking place in the area of science and faith and technology, particularly in the area of cellular technology on regeneration that is blowing my mind. I'm focused on it because I'm in my 60s, and I'm saying to all my friends out there, we have got to take care of our health. We cannot trust certainly the pharmaceutical industry or the government to be looking out for our best interests. So what I've discovered is something we're calling Level 10 Matrix. You can go to level10matrix.com. Just check it out. I've got at least 15 testimonies, real live testimonies from research we've been doing for people that are getting results from Level 10 Matrix that's transforming them physically. I want you to be able to get all the information. I'm going to stop right here and just say, check it out for yourself. If you want to be stronger when you get older, if you want to live longer and stronger, go to level10matrix.com. Check out the research. It is powerful and hope is on its way. Let's get into the show. Well, many of you might remember that controversy over the Super Bowl commercial, the Jesus, you know, against hate speech, he gets us. Well, I'm going to give you my favorite he gets us. It's Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz us. And I want us to watch Matt Gaetz us right now doing a cross-examination. This is why we got to keep these kind of people in Congress, ladies and gentlemen. Play this.
So he didn't, just so everybody knows, the ghostwriter didn't delete the recordings just as a matter of happenstance. Ghostwriter has recordings of Biden making admissions of crimes. He then learns that you've been appointed. He then deletes the information that is the evidence, and you don't charge him.
That is reflected in the report, and one of the reasons...
What does somebody have to do to get charged with obstruction of justice by you? If deleting the evidence of crimes doesn't count, what would meet the standard?
So, Congressman, as we state in the relevant chapter of the report, one of the things that Mr. Zwanitzer did not delete was transcripts of the recordings that he had created that included inculpatory evidence relating to Mr. Biden.
Oh, so if you destroy some evidence but not other evidence, that somehow absolves you of the evidence you destroy?
What does it take? Let me see if my perspective on this isn't right. Special counsel Robert Hur, here's a guy that's like an employee of the Democrats and the Republicans, who is trying to do his job in a way that doesn't get him in trouble with anyone. Is that the kind of person you want doing an inspection on your airplane? Someone who wants to keep the employees happy, the union happy, the management happy, plus the passengers happy, and therefore they manipulate, because that's exactly what's going on with the airline industry right now. You've got wheels coming off of planes and planes like one step away from crashing because of a series of exposed breakdowns. And then on an odd development, you got a whistleblower, John Barnett, found dead in his truck at a hotel in Charleston, South Carolina, after a break in depositions as a whistleblower, and he's a whistleblower regarding the airline industry.
Yeah, he met with Boeing's lawyers, gave the deposition to the Boeing lawyers, and then was found dead in his truck. After years of fighting this legal battle, being the whistleblower, I saw a report he did today that said, you know, he used to be one of like the quality assurance. He'd go in and check the planes after they were built. He found 300 things wrong with it, some of them critical. Then he was removed the next time. They're like, you found too many mistakes with the airplane. You're not going next time. So his boss goes with two other inspectors and they only found 50 next time. And he said he pulled some of those inspectors aside and said, hey, you know, what really happened here? Anyways, there's a number. And the inspector basically said, yeah, there were a lot more, but we were only allowed 2 hours on the airplane. So anyways, my point is there's a lot of different inspectors out there talking about these Boeing airplanes and how allegedly they're really cutting corners, it sounds like.
Here's the article I was looking for. Thank you, Mercedes, for bringing this to our attention.
But we fly
all the time.
The company
failed. 33. This is... the company failed 33 out of 89 audits during an examination conducted by the Federal Aviation Administration after a panel blew off of an Alaskan airline jet in January. Now, when you fail 33 out of 89, how would you like to go in for surgery where 33 out of the last 89 patients didn't come out right? Last week, the agency announced that the audit had found multiple instances in which Boeing and the supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, failed to comply with quality control requirements, though it didn't provide specifics about the findings. So I'm telling you something, the plane maker passed 56 of the audits and failed 33 of them with a total of 97 instances of alleged noncompliance. That may just sound like numbers to you, but for a guy like me that's flown 3 million miles, this is where, if you want to get down to the real dirty part of this, how much of the diversity, equity, and inclusion hiring is bypassing people that are capable and competent and employing people of less competency in areas of hard science like nuclear plants, water treatment plants, just a matter of time before the hospitals, the airlines, the water treatment, the nuclear, the electric grids are suddenly going down because of, well, then they're going to go crack down in what, government? And I guarantee you they're not going to come up to the conclusion that we have incompetent people hired under the socialist, Marxist, Democrat groupthink of you've got to represent the trans community or some other minority equally, and perhaps do so by overlooking a more competent, qualified, psychologically balanced candidate because you've got some equity agenda you're pushing. But this is where I go.
It could just be corporate greed though as well, that you're literally cutting corners because we got to push more planes out, get it in the sky, we'll deal with it later. Literally a lot of the most recent airplane crashes have come back to like a study you just read, that it really comes down to corporate greed. I think that's important.
To your point, I agree 100% because this is what you call the convergence of sinister factors. When you have the drug cartels, sex trafficking, terrorists, military age, Chinese coming through the border, it isn't because the entire agenda is about that. The entire agenda is going to be included in that is the large... the big agricultural companies that want the cheap and free labor. So they don't care what rules had to be broken because their corporate greed wants the cheap labor. Now, if in doing so, in order to meet the production capacity demands, we got to have inferior parts, all right. But what I'm saying is the convergence is you have corrupt systems and incompetent hires. Mm-hmm. What a convergence that leads to a disaster. And so when you have a collapse of culture or integrity or conscience in culture, then corporate greed combines with Democrat agenda to get 20 million potential future voters in. They don't care if they're coming from insane asylums. They don't care if they're coming from criminal cartels or emptied out prisons. They just want to know, can they get them a driver's license and get them registered to vote? That's the evil, and they work together. You see, and who at the end of the day is suffering? You are. You know what else I love? I love these crazy headlines. Am I the only one that sees this? But Meanwhile, you know, like U.S. News and or USA Today, Joe Biden secures the Democrat presidential nomination with a Georgia primary win. Oh, really? I had no idea that he was running against somebody. Oh, he wasn't running against somebody. Maybe that's why I have no idea that this is a fake headline. He didn't secure the nomination with a primary win. There was no one. Kennedy wasn't allowed to run against him, whatever the other guy was. Remember that another guy, kind of a moderate guy. I mean, all of his policies are liberal, but he was a likable guy. Blevin or whatever his name was, begins with a B. He was bumped off of all the tickets too. So basically the Democrats rigged this so that there's no competition for their guy. Well, he won. Now it looks like it's going to be him and Trump. Yeah, like he had to run the gauntlet of any opposition in the same way that Trump had to once again secure his own nomination. But that's just an annoying fact that, you know, they celebrate this like, well, Biden's actually succeeded in securing the nomination. All right, so we got some other news here. Oh, let's do the TikTok thing. This is big with Mercedes. So we have a little debate going on here. I'm listening to the congressional testimony on how the Chinese Communist Party, and I think even Steve Bannon is on this one, that they're utilizing this as a way of not only data harvesting, but influencing America through the platform of their Chinese Communist Party agenda, manipulating what comes in and out of countries on their TikTok platform. But now Vivek, who I respect, has a different perspective. This is Mercedes serving us up the other side of the argument. Let's go ahead and hear it.
You may have seen that Donald Trump and others are opposing the legislation to force a divestment of TikTok or else ban it. Let's talk about it. Here's the thing. In the United States of America, we don't ban specific individuals or companies. We ban bad behaviors. If there are issues with forced data transfers to foreign governments, we need to ban forced data transfers to other governments, regardless of who the company is. If there's issues relating to kids using social media and getting addicted to content, we need to stop that for all forms of social media, reaching those young kids and stop them from getting addicted. But it's insane that a bunch of lobbyists for Facebook and US Silicon Valley companies are trying to just eliminate one competitor in the name of national security. Apply the same rules to everybody. Ban bad behaviors, not individuals or companies. That's un-American. We're not going to beat China by acting like China. Time for Republicans to get out of the past and move to the future.
All right, now all right, Mercedes. I've got 36 seconds left of this segment. I gave you that. That was your vicarious soundbite. I'll let Vivek do your argument for you. What bothers me is what he isn't addressing. Smart young guy. I love Vivek. Very wise of you to pick him there. But here's the problem. If they can curate an algorithm so that there's certain content that's going to be pro-trans, pro-Democrat, anti-capitalist, and send it to 150 million users in your country, that's a manipulation I don't want a foreign power to have. Period. That's my concern. We'll be right back. America is in an absolute crisis, and destiny is going to be determined over the next couple of months. And guess what? You are going to be a participant in shaping what happens in America. I want to invite you to the call to courage. Courage is contagious. Persecution is not something that you should ever let keep you from preaching or proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Go to thecouragetour.com. where you could join Mario Morello and me in an explosive experience where the power of God, miracles, signs, and wonders are going to be experienced by thousands of people just like you, looking for the move of God and believing that God can save America. Mario, what are your thoughts about the Courage Tour?
It is a divine strategy. God has chosen locations that will directly affect the election. This is going to stave off the corruption we had in the last round because it's going to be a supernatural event. Whenever Lance and I have worked together, whenever we've teamed up, it's like the old adage, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. What God does in our events together is amazing. This one is taking one event that was successful on its own, another event that was successful on its own, and blending them together. That's why the Courage Tour should never happen without you. If you love America, if you believe in the supernatural power of God, if you ever said, I believe that revival is coming, then you've committed yourself to be a part of this great miracle that's unfolding. Go and register at the website right now.
TheCourageTour.com. TheCourageTour.com. We're focusing on 7 battleground states, 19 key counties, and we need you to join us. God bless you. Welcome back to the Lance Well Now Show. This show is really taking off fast today. I can't believe we're in our 4th and final segment. Mercedes, do you have anything to add to the TikTok conversation before I move on to other relevant and important news?
I just think it's funny when people comment about TikTok that don't actively use TikTok and don't even know anything about the algorithm. It's an algorithm that's arguably better than Facebook, Instagram. And the other thing that I feel like is the Congress can't get united behind the border. We can't get united behind, you know, any other issue. Like, I don't know. I'm just saying this is the one issue that all of the swamp creatures lined up and said, we've got to ban TikTok. And it just makes me think that they're all taking Zuck Bucks. And
are you saying that TikTok
money.
Is an objective news source that doesn't push certain algorithms of content
I'm
to
saying
the American
there,
youth?
There is 100% less suppressed information on TikTok than you would ever get on Facebook and Instagram. I see more citizen journalism, actual news that's happening in other parts of the world and in our own country than I would ever see on Facebook and on Instagram. And we are heavily suppressed there. And so what's happening, 6 months before the election, one of the only outlets where you can actually see real news is being unilaterally voted
either
on.
Either that
suppressed.
Or one of the only outlets where the Chinese Communist Party can be pushing socialism
but it's
and,
not, though.
And
when,
Trump.
When have you ever been on TikTok and you've received a sneaky ad that's pro-socialism? I see the complete opposite on TikTok. I'm not being served up content like that.
All right,
I'm
ladies
not
and gentlemen, this
is
your opportunity. If you're watching us on Rumble or if you're watching us on Facebook or in various other platforms, would you please leave a comment? If you're watching us on RIV, leave a comment. Pro or con, is there anything that Mercedes is missing in her defense?
Help me out.
Help
please,
me out as the elder on the program who knows intuitively that the Chinese Communist Party cannot be trusted
points.
With this
yes,
platform.
You've eaten them up hook, line, and sinker. Yes, please push me the talking points in the chat. I'm looking forward to your comments.
And if you agree with Mercedes,
it'll be bought. Mr. Wonderful is going to buy it. Somebody's going to buy it. But the weird thing is like the CEO is in Singapore. I mean, it's got tons of U.S. investors already. We already did this under Trump.
Oh,
so
the
now
U.S.
We're gonna
investors, out- the right, I'll tell you what, the globalist, you bet, like in Google.
And Facebook and Instagram and all those are better.
No,
I mean, don't you
aren't.
Remember Twittergate You'll when never Elon hear me bought make, that?
Listen, if you guys, RAV and Rumble, you got to start going to Rumble. Go to LanceMullen.com and Rumble. Are we at .com or what are we? Whatever.
What? LanceMono.com? Sure. LanceMono.com/Rumble. Find Lance there.
Yeah, find
we'll
me there. On every day. You can get this same spirited communication. Most Democrats would support. This is wild. I should have led with this story today. Raheem broke it last week. You're probably already a little familiar with it. But for those of you that have not fully digested the impact of it, most Democrats, that is, some 57% of the Democrat Party will agree to the forced overruling of the election if Trump gets elected. This is their version of the insurrection. January 6th, the House Democrats have decided that if they can seize that House, which they're high likelihood they could do, they will vote to not certify Trump as president and overrule the will of the American people because they believe they represent the American people in Congress. 57% of Democrats would back members of Congress attempting to stop Donald Trump from being installed in office. And that would be a constitutional crisis. That would be a constitutional crisis. And then, of course, the Supreme Court might say, hey, the way that it's set up here is Congress has the right to certify, and if they don't certify, then there would have to be an argument as to certified on the basis of what? Them as representatives not wanting to certify? That would be the argument. Or certify, not certified on the basis of what argument? The fact that they don't want Trump, but the country voted for him? That would be the case.
But don't you think precedent was set under the whole debacle of 2020 that if the state certifies, then you're just supposed to toe the line and count the delegates? I mean, isn't that literally what we went through? I would think that the precedent is set that however the states vote, that's how Congress is supposed to vote.
Well, that's a good point. And far be it from me to reach beyond the scope of my knowledge on this, but I think the Republicans in Congress didn't fight for their legislators being certified if they protested, like in Pennsylvania. If the Republican Party legislators said, we need a little more time, Congress didn't show up and say, they need more time. So my experience is Democrats will fight.
Yeah,
my concern. Republicans will roll.
Yeah, my concern is like with what happened on January 6th, that if they'll use that as an excuse to do something similar or far worse and say, well, Republicans did it.
Oh, yeah.
You
well,
know,
listen, don't forget the Molly Ball article there in Time Magazine. We forget so easily. Mm-hmm. Time Magazine celebrating, you know, it's like.
Fake news.
Oh, I got a fake news button somebody just gave me. So remember the how Molly Ball wrote that we had 200 riot teams on speed dial ready to raise hell and start burning down America if Trump actually got elected. And we said, no, 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 you don't have to do it. Ah, pop the champagne cork. We don't need to have a summer of riots. We don't need to have a winter of riots. Trump isn't going to be certified as president. It's going to be Biden. So they called off. And in the hubris and in the stupidity of that hubris, a whole article was written, 10 pages, and published in Time Magazine, explaining in detail this conspiracy of big tech with government, with corporations, with activist foot soldiers and riot teams throughout America to impose their agenda on America in the interest of saving America from Donald Trump. All right, look, I want to ask a question here. When will we get rid of these Republicans who are not Republicans, aren't interested in saving the Republic? America may need, this is why we're doing this Courage Tour, folks. We're going to go to these swing states, couragetour.com. Check it out, thecouragetour.com. Get the in there, or you'll end up with a...
Celine Dion.
You'll end up with a rock concert or something. It's the Courage Tour. But Congressman Ken Buck... What a disappointment. Remember that? I asked my team to get the scene from The Devil Wears Prada with Meryl Streep, where she's constantly talking about another disappointment. Because Ken Buck is another disappointment.
Another disappointment.
Statement from Congress. It's been an honor to serve the people of Colorado's fourth district. Colorado! Like we can really afford to lose another congressman in America? This knucklehead decides to step down while the Republican Party barely has, what does this bring this down to? Like one Republican for a majority in Congress? Why did he run if he was planning on stepping down? Stunad? It's been an honor to serve the people of Colorado's 4th District in Congress for the past 9 years. I want to thank them for their support and encouragement, engagement throughout the years while I leave them in the middle of a critical assignment. Charlie Kirk writes, Ken Buck is resigning next week. This gives Republicans a one-seat majority. Thank you, Ken. Can't state enough how cruel and terrible much of the D.C. Republican class is. He's so frustrated he wrote it, is. It's not about country. It never was about country. You know what it's about? Instead of seeing out the end of their term, they can't wait to bolt to CNN to get paid bashing Republicans. Repulsive. Well, I would like to suggest that there's a man running for his seat who deserves to get that seat. A lot of people will be scrambling. All kinds of money is going to be spent for it. But you have that that endorsement from Der Meistersinger, Donald Trump, the president. Colorado's Republican Party Chairman Dave Williams is running for Congress in the 5th Congressional District. His opponent is endorsed and works closely with the American for Chinese Prosperity. Can you believe it? Another Koch disaster. Now, Dave Williams helped us deliver a 30-point blowout victory on Super Tuesday in Colorado. Check out Dave Williams. He is a MAGA conservative leader of the Republican Party in a very tough state. This is Gavin Newsom Jr. is the governor. He's trying to be little California. whatever California does, Colorado does right after it. And so we need Dave Williams to succeed. And I'm calling upon all my vast network of affiliates and associates throughout the fruited plains of Colorado to get behind Dave Williams and help him secure that seat for the Republicans that are going to be in the battle of our generation to straighten out a government that has gone rogue against its own people. Anyway, check out Dave Williams. You'll check him out because Ken Buck did us no favors by leaving, except for the fact that we can put somebody else in that place right there. By the way, things are shaking up, Mercedes, at the Republican National Headquarters. Bloodbath at the RNC. Trump team slashes staff at committee. I love those clickbaity headlines. Dozens of staffers are expected to be let go. Remember Charlie Kirk saying once in his broadcast, how you'd be shocked that the RNC, the committee members and all those delegates that represent you, how like half of them can't stand you because they're old school establishment, bushy Republicans, part of the Karl Rove Bush dynasty. Well, the overhaul that's happening right now with Trump. Characteristically, Donald Trump, the CEO, is running this thing now. And it was a bureaucracy before, doing all those debates, wasting time. Well, you know what? I think Trump got concerned because there wasn't the election theft focus. He's worried about another theft. And he should be, because the RNC has really not done its job in cleaning up the election stealing. So he wants more voter integrity focus, and so he's putting in a guy in charge who's from North Carolina, who he believes is going to be all over it. North Carolina GOP chair Michael Whitley was elected the RNC's new chair, and Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, was elected as a co-chair. He's got the family there keeping an eye on the guy who's going to be looking for election integrity. Both of them, of course, had Trump's endorsement. Additionally, the Trump senior campaign advisor, Chris La Civita, was named as the RNC's new chief of staff, all getting the Trump stamp of approval, and not a moment too soon. Sorry that we have to go so quickly. Bye-bye. What happens if a natural disaster takes place? We have these weird tornadoes that hit in the Midwest and in Texas, but look at the hurricanes in Florida. People can literally have their houses flooded, or they're in a situation where they have no food or access to groceries. Everyone needs at least a 4-week emergency food kit. And fortunately, My Patriot Supply has created a 4-week emergency kit. And these products will last for 25 years. The interesting thing is they give you a 2,000 calorie per day meal. And that's the key, delicious and 2,000 calories a day, because that's what you're gonna need to sustain yourself for 4 weeks in a crisis. We had a winter freeze here in Texas, of all places. And we had a couple of days where we had no electricity. I'm telling you something, this makes a huge difference. Mushroom rice pilaf, fluffy rice and mushrooms, seasoned with red wine and herb. And then how about starting the day off? Maple Grove oatmeal, old-fashioned oats, maple flavoring with a pinch of brown sugar. This is what you want to do. 4-week emergency food kit, and that's just for you. Think about your children. Guarantee somebody around you is going to need help. You're going to want to at least have the 4-week emergency kit. Go to lancewalnut.com/patriot. Use that link, and you're going to get a special discount on their special 4-week emergency kit promotion.
Did you enjoy this latest episode? Please remember to share it with your friends, because the more knowledge you have, the better equipped you are to navigate the world.